أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي أمر ربك كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم وما ظلمهم الله ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون فأصابهم سيئات ما عملوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 33 and 34 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers, their attitude towards the Quran, their condition at the time of maut, the believers, their attitude towards the Quran, and their good condition at the time of maut. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers once again. The question is, what are they waiting for? They put arguments in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded logically about Tawheed, oneness of Allah. They asked for the signs of Nubuwwat. They had seen all the signs of Nubuwwat. Okay, they made requests. Allah Ta'ala fulfilled some of them. They made demands. Some of them were not fulfilled, because whatever miracles Allah Ta'ala sent down was sufficient. Hence, in response to that, Allah says, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, that they do not wait except that the angels come to them. The angels coming to them means the angels at the time of death. One is the angel of death, and then the angels that accompany the angel of death, that when they come down, and now they see the very first signs of akhirat, they see the signs of the temporary nature of this world. At that time, are they really going to bring iman? And even if they do want to bring iman, that is not acceptable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this goal in front of them to show them the temporary nature of this world, and of course the journey towards akhirah. أَوْ يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ, or are they waiting for the command of your Rabb? And the command of your Rabb here refers to the day of Qiyamah. Are they waiting then to wait, stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Then again, it is too late. There no tawbah will be accepted. A person will not be sent back into this world. So they are waiting for one of two occasions in order to turn towards Allah, and both the occasions are not accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat. كَذَلِكَ فَعَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, similar to the people before them do. They also, Allah sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the Nabis like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived amongst them. The Anbiya alayhimu salam made a daily effort to invite them towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. They also just waited for death to come to see the reality of akhirat, and they awaited and they called for the day of Qiyamah to come. They urged the Anbiya alayhimu salam, like the Quraysh of Makkah, bring this Qiyamah sooner than later so that we will see what happens. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah says, Allah did not make zulm upon them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not oppress them. There was no form of oppression whatsoever. Allah ta'ala from time to time sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, particularly in the case of the Quraysh of Makkah. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in their midst. So there was absolutely no question of zulm or oppression from Allah ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, however, they oppressed themselves and they transgressed their own selves. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا, and the evil of what they did had then approached them and of course afflicted them. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, and the mockery that they made with regards to Allah Ta'ala Himself, with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with regards to the Quran Sharif, all of that has surrounded them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them the results of all their mockeries. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lesson for us. Allah has given us life, And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has reminded us from time to time the temporary nature of this world. Let us not procrastinate, but turn towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.